Hey, it's so great to see you. I know you're only gone for a few weeks, but it feels like it's been forever since I've seen you. I'm glad you're back. So, how was your trip? That sounds amazing. I wish I could have been there. You didn't happen to meet anyone on your trip, did you? Like a girl, friend, significant other? Oh. Well, I'm sure you'll meet someone. I'll keep an eye out for you. That's what best friends do for each other, after all. Me? Oh, no, I didn't meet anyone while you were away. Speaking of which, remember a while back when I taught you how to masturbate? How's that going, by the way? I told you you'd like it. And what about porn? Have you found your niche yet? Oh, you prefer listening to erotic audio. What? Ne never mind. That just makes my point more valid. The point that I'm about to make, silly. Well, it just occurred to me, especially since you've only been listening, that you probably don't know how girls touch themselves, which is something you definitely should know. Because that way, when you're with someone, you'll have a better idea of what you're doing. Actually, the thing is, porn probably isn't a good way to learn. It's a lot better to do it in person. Unfortunately, you don't have a girlfriend to show you how she touches herself, but you do have me. I'd be willing to show you how I masturbate, for educational purposes. It's not that I want you to see me get off, it's the only way for you to learn. You don't have to if you don't want to, but I'm okay with it, as long as it helps you in the future. Oh, okay. We should go to my room for this. All right, so. What? Yeah, I'm getting undressed right away. I know this is going to help you, but I still want to get it over with. I mean, it's still embarrassing for you to watch me touch myself. Okay, so, come a little closer. Hands to yourself, though. That should go without saying. The most important thing is this little, yeah, the clitoris. I'm impressed that you know what it's called. Fair enough. I guess it's not that strange that you know basic anatomy. But do you know what it's for? See, I didn't think so. Okay, so you know how the tip of your cock is the most sensitive part? Exactly. Well, the clitoris, or the clit for short, is like that, but for girls. When you're with me, a girl in the future, it's important to keep in mind that if you want to make her feel good, you're probably going to have to touch her clit. Okay, you don't have to stand so close anymore. So, I'm going to touch myself now, and are you getting hard? I guess it can't be helped. If you have to, you can touch yourself too. Where would you be without me? Yes, you can borrow my lube again, but you can keep the tissues. I don't want those back. By the way, you got hard really fast. But there's no way that's just because you're looking at me, right? What? Oh, nothing. I'm just going to start masturbating now. So, if I'm just using my fingers, I'll usually just rub my clit like this. And sometimes I'll put my fingers inside. Stop. Stop staring at me like that. Jeez. Like this wasn't already embarrassing enough. I don't need you perving on me. This is an educational experience. Remember? Sometimes I... Well, not just me. Lots of girls like to use toys. Let me show you. This is a vibrator. It vibrates. Shut up. Don't make fun of me. I'm doing this for your benefit. I'm definitely not enjoying this. I mean, I'm enjoying it in that it feels good, but I'm not getting anything out of it on an emotional level. Anyway, you turn it on, and then you put it... Yeah, so the reason it feels so good is because the vibrator feels like... Basically, it's rubbing my clit really, really fast. I bet if I put it on the tip of your cock, it would feel... yeah. What do you mean I'm staring at you now? No, I'm not. I'm definitely not looking at you in a way that friends don't look at each other. I was just staring off into space. Your dick just happened to be in the way. Hey, slow down. That's another thing. On average, it takes longer for girls to come, so you should... You should pace yourself. I know I said I want to get this over with, but it's also important for you to learn to take your time. That way you'll be a better lover. How do I know this? Well, I may not have any personal experience, but I read a lot. No, I don't spend all of my time reading about sex. Just some of my time. No, I'm not sticking my tongue out. Shut up. I'm not stalling. It's just, it's not that I like watching you. It's just hard for me to come while you're watching me. Okay, I'm getting close. But don't laugh at how I come, okay? No one else has ever seen me come before. You want to come at the same time? That's fine, I guess. I'll let you know when. Okay, now I'm coming. Ugh! You look pretty worn out, too. I know I was loud. Shut up. The vibrator just feels really, really good. And having a partner didn't help either. Not that I get turned on by you or anything. I think I could use a nap. You too? Well, you're more than welcome to use the couch. Or, if you want, we could share the bed. It's not weird or anything. We're best friends. It's fine. Just hop under the covers. There. Pretty cozy, right? I'm not trying to cuddle with you. The bed is just small. That's all. Hey, shh. Don't say anything. Just rest. After we take a nap, maybe we can watch a movie or something. I'll make popcorn. Just relax.